This is URN.
That was Setting Fires by the Chainsmokers. Next, I'm going to pass you over to Lizzie, who is telling us about a school that has started to give their parents gradings.
So, this is about Greasley Bouvale Primary School on Greasley Avenue in Nottingham. This school is really controversially handing out grades to parents rather than students. And the parents are marked A to D based on how well they're supporting their kids. So there are four categories. A is for parents who are actively involved and highly supportive of their children. B is for parents who work effectively with the school to help their children. C is for those who do little to support their children's learning. And D is for those who give no support to their children. So the parents get marked down if they fail to attend parents' evenings, school plays, or other extracurricular activities. The head teacher, Donna Chambers, claims that there's been an improvement in educational standards since they brought in this new system of grading. So children with parents that are graded A and B attain significantly higher standards than children whose parents are graded C and D. But a lot of parents have branded the scheme ludicrous and condemned it for humiliating the parents. They feel embarrassed and judged by their children's teachers. However, some parents still support the scheme and have branded it beneficial. So what do you think of comparing parents on their parenting? Like, is it a good idea?
I actually quite like the idea in the hope that it would encourage people to get more involved with their child's school activities and extracurriculars, because it suggests to me that the school is also taking into account the role that the time your parents spend, etc., can affect how the child performs, and as opposed to just taking it as a set situation that if you say didn't do as well in school, then that's just down to you not trying or something like that. Kind of takes into account these other factors that affects children's performance at school.
My gut reaction to that is of glee, just going, yay, parents are getting graded. But that's a very, very childish reaction. I think it
you're
can,
very self-aware.
I'm very self-aware. I think it can be problematic, though, because one of the things that we are forgetting in these kinds of discussions is that in many cases, parents who are unable to attend things like parents' evenings or plays are parents who have unusual working hours, who may be doing multiple jobs in order to actually afford to send their kids to school. I think we need to actually bear, again, that question of context in mind in a very different setting, obviously, to the previous story. There are schools that do ask to get parents involved in some way or another. For instance, there are some primary schools based in St. Anne's here in Nottingham whose policy is that when the students are sent home over the weekend, they send an exercise sheet back with them that the children have to do with their parents, and it's kind of the parents are the ones who and the way they prove that is by, you know, having the handwriting of both the kids and the parents on board. And obviously there are ways around that, there are ways to cheat that system, but I kind of like that idea a bit more because it's a more constructive way of, oh look, we want the kids to be sitting down with their parents and doing something, but we're not doing it in a judgmental way.
Yeah, no, now you've put that idea forward, I do see the benefits of that, because I think the main thing that appeals to me in the other thing is encouraging the parent involvement, not necessarily that it's about judging the parents. More, I like the idea of parents and children working together. So if there are other means to do that, then necessarily encouraging kind of a competitive parents getting judged kind of atmosphere, then I'm all for that.
Yeah, exactly, because it seems like this scheme, is it basically saying that if you're a stay-at-home parent, you're a better parent than if you have like a 9-to-5 job, which doesn't seem fair.
What that does seem to be crying out for is some sort of extenuating circumstances where if you do, like, you, I mean, you obviously can't judge a parent who is a stay-at-home parent and has time to get involved in their kids' education and does with someone who is just as keen to get involved but has to work long hours. I mean, not 9-to-5 they'd be at school, but someone like maybe someone who works a night shift, if they're an overnight doctor or something like that.
But if you've got to attend like a midday play, and if you don't attend it, you get marked down.
Yeah, that is a strange one. I definitely agree with the idea of trying to come up with some way of getting the parents involved, because it's been pretty comprehensively shown that children do better when their parents help them. This is why parents who are sort of high attaining and well educated basically tend to have high attaining and well educated kids, and there's a debate about whether or not it's just nature and whether or not you pass on IQ, which is not really the received wisdom now. The received wisdom is that actually if you're well educated, you're more likely to get involved in the education of your children, and your children therefore are more likely to do better at school if they've been reading with their parents from a young age rather than getting to school and not knowing how to read particularly well and then always being behind.
Could you not argue though that it would be those educated like high achieving parents that would also be the ones with the jobs that might find it hard to attend plays, like attend parent evenings, etc. So maybe there's not actually that much of a strong link between the two.
Maybe the poorly educated parents would want a better prospect for their child and so would be more dedicated. I think,
or maybe the poorly educated parents couldn't give the child the help that they want. Yeah. As well, which is another.
I think, it's difficult to sum up kind of family life in a mark, and I think especially if you're going through a rough time in your family, you know, it'd be like, so you're giving my divorce a B, you know, cheers, like that, you know, or you know, something far worse within the family as well could be going on. It's like, and I've got this grade sheet telling me how rubbish I'm doing as a parent. Fantastic. I think. You have to be careful, and I think, as Ibi was talking about earlier, with a kind of exercise to do over the weekend, is maybe a more sensible scheme than doing a grade. But yeah, you know, the idea is there, and it should be promoted that parents should be involved with their children's education and not just ship them off. Although it'd be interesting to see how boarding schools take this idea.
Like, it seems to me they've just gone about this all wrong. Because a lot of the parents have said that they feel like the teachers are just in the staff room judging them. Well, and then also, is this scheme unfairly shifting responsibility from the teachers to the parents? Like, the teachers obviously have a large role in the children's education, but the teachers aren't getting graded.
Well, I mean, to say that it's unfair on the parents because the parents will feel judged and graded because they're getting these, I assume, occasional grades.
That's what kids get all the time.
Yeah, the kids are now so sort of overly examined, and every single thing you do, you get graded. And to say that, oh, now the parents have got this massive burden of occasionally being told that they're to be fair, it does seem like a bit of a weird idea to be told that you're a B parent or a C parent. Like, you're not doing well for your child, and you are, like, or even though you're average, it seems like a very strange thing to
but
be told.
I think it's just also that is where, what is that grading based off of? It's, and you know, that seems to be what we seem to be coming up against is, ooh, that seems a bit dodgy. Because yes, children and students and us here at uni, we're getting graded as well, but we are getting graded on substantial work, not on, oh look, he showed up to my class. Therefore, I mean, yes, there is admittedly in schools, there is that focus on attendance as well. But in addition to that, you're graded on what you're actually doing. With what seems to be with this scheme, based off what we've heard, is, oh, you show up to a play, you're a good parent.
Yeah.
Exactly. You could be a parent who spends absolutely no time with your child at home whatsoever. You show up to a play, you are visibly a good parent. Whereas a parent could be spending every single evening helping a child with their homework, couldn't make it to that play because they have a night shift as a doctor, and oh well, that's a bad parent. Well done.
Yeah, it's not exactly turning up to the play doesn't mean that you care.
I think it's a system that is thought with the right intentions, but actually rolling out in this particular way isn't necessarily the best, because you have those outliers of parents that have these different work shifts, and then you have like this criteria of attending a play, which I just think is ridiculous. So I think it's a good idea, but maybe not in this format.
Yeah, again, we've touched on quite a right-wing argument, as we were talking about before, with cotton wooling the kids. I think this is us kind of fighting against government interference in family lives, and how it should be the family that decides what is best for the family, and not government kind of laying down the law. Because, you know, the school is an institution, and so is kind of, yeah, trying to put a marker on what makes a good family.
Exactly. And if the parents, like, inherently don't really care about their kid or their education, how is giving them a grade suddenly going to make them care?
Well, I mean, they might need that kind of prompting to make them realise that they should be
doing better. That as a parent, right?
I mean, there are some people might do. I mean, there are definitely some things that as a parent you should be doing as a parent. Like, the obvious things are, like, don't make your baby sleep on its stomach because that's less safe. And so there's a sliding scale where you'd say, okay, if there's conclusive proof that reading with your child helps them to get a better education, they have a better head start and they have a brighter future, then do you not think that some sort of, I mean, this is, it's government, I mean, not government, but school interference to some degree, but equally, like, I mean, I don't know about you, I've got written an essay and gone, you know what, I'm probably going to get a C, I don't care. And if they don't care that much, then the fact that they're getting a D at parenting, they're not going to, either that won't affect them in the slightest, and so they're not going to care, or it will affect them and they'll go, oh, maybe I should at least see what they're telling me to do. I mean, you're completely right in the sense that it depends what they're measuring it on, because if they're measuring it on you have not gone to your kid's school play, therefore you're a bad parent, and that is obviously oversimplifying it.
Well, they get marked down if they don't attend a school play. That's...
I mean, that is a big thing. So if your kid is in a school play and they're really proud of being in it, and then the parents don't come along and watch it, I remember I would have been devastated if my parents didn't come to my nativity when I was the first of three kings in three nativities, the only three nativities I've ever done. I would have been devastated.
I got
if
to
they
be
didn't
Mary.
Oh, big player.
Right. Well, we've had some really really interesting stuff there.
This is URN.